for the Ranch Report. But we thought now with a new president-elect, what better men to have on the show this morning to recap what has gone on and get their thoughts on the future of America than the two most recent presidents of the United States. Joining us on the ticket hotlines, we have the current president, George W. Bush. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, musers.
Pleasure to have you on the show. And we have the president that preceded George W. Bush, Bill Clinton. Good morning, sir.
Musers.
Bill, how are you?
What's up?
Well, it's good to have both of you on the show as we embark on the Obama presidency. President Bush, your thoughts on turning the White House over to President soon-to-be Obama?
Well, I called Barack Osama
Obama
last night to congratulate him on his takeover of America. I told him it's weird going from looking for him in the mountains of Pakistan to handing off power to him, but
I think you're confusing the two.
So we sort of jive talked for a little while. I told him he could put cool rims on the presidential limousine if he wanted to. He could rename the White House the Half White House.
God.
Wow. Since he's bi.
What?
Biracial.
Uh-huh.
I told him that being president's fun. You can look at everyone's email in the whole country and burn hours doing that. Thank you, Patriot Act. And it's fun to get in a bunker with your vice president and dare each other to press the red button. That's something we like to do.
That sounds very dangerous.
I told him now that he's president, he can upgrade that wife of his.
Well, now, I don't think he'd want to
do the OJ thing. Get yourself a pretty blonde. try not to stab her through the throat, though.
I don't know that that's good advice or... President Clinton,
What
are your thoughts? Now, I guess you're happy the Democrats are back in control of the White House.
Oh, yeah, thank God. But let's not make too big a deal about this first black president thing.
Okay.
I was the first black president.
Oh, that's right.
That's what
they called you.
I mean, I went on Arsenio Hall. I did all that stuff, and that's what they called me.
Why did they call you that exactly?
I guess because I'm hung like Kim Lajuan. I don't know.
I am too.
You are?
Hey, you guys having a guy's night out anytime soon?
I'm sure we usually have one more here before the holidays. Yeah.
I have got to get out of the house.
Really? Why?
Well, you have to understand, I had to watch the election last night with Hillary.
Oh, that must have been rough.
She was into a gallon of ice cream before the East Coast results were even in. And then by the time they announced Obama as the winner, she'd been dipping into that bar.
Oh, no, really?
And drinking whiskey like it was going out of style. And
oh, my.
When he was speaking to the crowd in Chicago, I couldn't even hear what he was saying because of her drunken, screaming rant.
What was she saying?
Well, I can't remember all of it, but she did throw an empty whiskey bottle at me and said that I couldn't give her what she needed.
Oh, my.
And then she screamed at Obama through the TV set saying, "That should be me, bitch." It was ugly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it didn't get that ugly at the White House, did it, President Bush?
Well, no, it didn't. I got to be honest with you, I forgot it was election night last night, and I didn't watch much of the coverage, if any. I just saw it in my briefings this morning that he had won. And I saw also in my briefing papers that my approval rating is at 28%.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Well,
it's higher than I thought it would be.
Oh, really?
Better than Brad Johnson's completion percentage, that's for sure.
That's a good sports tie-in.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to ride it out. I can't wait for my term to be over soon enough. I just hope it ends quickly, but I've been playing a lot of Nerf football.
Is that how you're killing time?
That's exactly right.
Wow, that seems like a waste. But President Clinton, you have any advice for Barack Obama?
I do. In fact, I called Barack last night as well, and I said, Barack, congratulations. Get ready for the party of your life.
It's so fun.
Man, you talked about Nerf football. We played wiffle ball, not to mention the booze, the women. It is 1 8-year party. Party.
So huge.
Yeah. By the way, y'all got that new transmitter going yet?
I think it's about up and running. Yeah.
And what's happened to your lobby?
Well, we had to close it down, but that's...
You guys still got 401k matching?
Well, you know, we're not doing well right now, but...
It's the Republicans that did it to you. Remember that, the Bush.
Hey, thank you both for joining us. A real honor to have President Bush and President Clinton with us.
It's good to be with you, really is.
Hey, Bill. Bill, see you at the big post-term party I'm going to be having.
Oh, hey, I'm in.
All right, hey, no playing hide the salami with my interns.
All right, George, we'll see ya.
All right, thank you, guys. Wow, what an honor to have the...
nice job, Fernando.
Two most recent presidents on with us.
That was huge.
Well, the Mavericks got a...